Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love. I am Trina Kirkland, and this is my anchor intro to my podcast, Talk Up with Trina. The purpose of my station is to inspire and empower listeners to be extraordinary individuals living extraordinary lives. I do this and accomplish this by offering a variety of content. So whether you need spiritual healing, motivation, education, life advice, medical advice, inspiration, or if you want to stop by for some other reason, I accommodate it all and I address it all. And if you come by and engage with my station, I guarantee that you'll receive something to help you rise up to the occasion. I'm looking forward to interacting with you soon over on Talk Up with Trina. Blessings, greetings, joy, peace, and love to the wonderful listeners of Talk Up with Trina. Thank you for joining me this beautiful Monday morning, March the 19th, 2018. And I pray that everyone had a lovely, lovely weekend. And I am going to get back this morning to the daily devotional. And again, I am reading from the Secrets of Divine Devotional and journal, and today is the last day of week two, so this is day 14, and our theme again, Lifted Up by Love. I have enjoyed Lifted Up by Love week, and as I said, today is day number 14, day 14, and it's God's surprise moves. So we'll be moving on next week to week number 3. Tomorrow we'll be moving to week number 3, and that is reaching for the best, and we'll talk about that some more tomorrow. But for today, we'll be ending week 2 with God's surprise moves. So please stay tuned, and I will be back with the devotional. Day 14, God's surprise moves. When the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, and the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. John 21:4-6. We've spent a week looking more deeply into the process of lifting up, the acts of God in our lives that are specifically intended to separate us from the sins that put a blight on our relationship and our productivity. The very fact that you have had the courage to face this serious discussion each day says something important about you. You hunger after God, and you won't let your sins, even the ones you struggle with the most, keep you very long from seeking His best for your life. It's important that you know that, because it's true. You have a promising future in your Father's vineyard. Peter shared the same determination to follow Jesus, even after he had failed him badly, and he proved it with one bold leap. You remember the scene from John 21:1-19? Peter and several other disciples had returned to fishing after the crucifixion. It was early morning on the lake. Shorebirds piped in the reeds, boats bumped and cracked in the mist, and water dripped from the nets as the men worked, but there was no sign of fish. Peter's nets were empty spiritually as well as physically. He was still in Christ, but sin was preventing any kind of harvest. He had stopped fishing for men and returned to fishing for fish. In vineyard terms, his branch was blighted and barren, and we know why. Only days before, he had caved into fear and denied his Lord. Pause today to consider how Jesus responded to Peter. You'd think such a grievous sin would warrant more intense discipline. But after the men finally landed their nets full of fish, Jesus invited them to sit down for breakfast.
And after breakfast, he offered Peter the gentlest of rebukes, simply a question. Peter, do you love me? Verse 15 to 17. To me, this scene is a poignant reminder of two of God's mercy-filled surprise moves in our own lives. For example, God does not discipline every sin. A parent acts when he sees a pattern developing or a wrong attitude taking root. He doesn't impose discipline on a child for every misbehavior. In the same way, God is not poised over our lives, ready to strike at the first sign of sin. And secondly, God may not discipline us immediately after we sin, giving us time to repent on our own. You might even pray, "Be merciful to me. Please give me time to repent." These mercy surprises that God extends to us always have a wonderful purpose. The Bible said that God is long-suffering towards us, that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3 and 9. Commenting on Peter's respiration, the late Roy Hicks Jr. wrote in a book called A Small Book About God, "What breaks your heart and mine is being forced to recognize that even though we have failed him miserably, we genuinely do love him. We have failed him only to discover that he doesn't want to talk about our failures. He wants to talk about our love." How shocking is it to come out of a season of discipline, knowing that God is more kind and giving than you had ever dared hope, and that you want to do his will more than you ever thought possible. As we close this week together, take several minutes for a conversation with your Father. Look back over your past rebellions. Apologize for hurtful choices. Thank him for his steadfast kindness and unflinching commitment to your welfare. Tell him you serve him for his pleasure and yours. And look forward to more of God's surprises in pruning your next season in his vineyard. I pray that you enjoyed today's devotional, God's Surprise Moves. Thanks again for listening.